This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. California Representative Adam Schiff on Wednesday became the highest-profile Democrat to call for U.S. President Joe Biden to drop his re-election bid as the party pushes ahead with plans to hold a virtual vote to formally make Biden its nominee in the first week of August. That's before the party's convention opens in person 2 weeks later. The move to schedule the roll call vote comes after nearly 20 Democratic members of Congress have called on Biden to withdraw from the presidential race in the wake of his halting debate performance against Republican former President Donald Trump last month. U.S. Senator and author J.D. Vance is set to make his national debut after being named presidential candidate Donald Trump's running mate, with an address still to come on Wednesday night to the Republican National Convention. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It's been a fast jump for the 39-year-old Ohio senator from severe Trump critic to aggressive defender. A person familiar with the speech says Vance will look to connect with voters in middle America by detailing his rise from growing up poor with a drug-addicted mom, while Republicans like Karen Wild are excited.
I like his background.
The current one doesn't think so.
Trump looked for someone he knew would be a rubber stamp for his extreme agenda.
In a campaign video, Kamala Harris says Vance will be loyal only to Trump, not the country. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Thousands of job reform protesters in Bangladesh clashed with police on Wednesday, a day after violent clashes left six people dead and scores injured. Police fired tear gas and rubber bullets to disperse students. This is VOA News. An Israeli delegation arrived in Egypt on Wednesday to continue ceasefire talks as Israel and U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas consider the latest proposal, three Egyptian airport officials said. International mediators continue to push Israel and Hamas toward a phase deal that would halt the fighting and free about 120 hostages held by the militant group in Gaza. Talks between the sides were rattled over the weekend when Israel said it targeted Hamas's military commander in a massive strike. The Balkans, along with much of Europe, continued to swelter in a prolonged heat wave on Wednesday, triggering forest fires and drying up a Serbian lake for the first time. As a meteorologist warned, such heat waves could become more regular. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
The Rosanda Salt Lake in northern Serbia has dried up for the first time as the Balkans and much of Europe continue to swelter in a prolonged heat wave this week. A 72-year-old resident told Reuters the area was once a marshland, but now there is no marsh. On Wednesday, Serbia's Public Health Institute declared dangerous conditions in 10 municipalities. Elsewhere in the Balkans, North Macedonia and Albania were battling with forest fires, and Croatia saw the highest ever temperatures in the Adriatic Sea. Searing temperatures have also impacted countries like Greece, France, Spain, Poland, and Ukraine.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. A meteor streaked across the New York City skyline on Wednesday. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Daylight fireball over New York City. Those were the eye and ear witness reports Tuesday morning. Then many in the big city, like me, just went on with their day. NASA confirms a meteor streaked across the New York City skyline before disintegrating over New Jersey. William Cook with the space agency says the fireball was first sighted above Manhattan, then the meteor passed over Newark, New Jersey, before disintegrating. Cook says the city actually gets treated to a daylight fireball every year or two. Julie Walker, New York.
Relatives of passengers and crew killed when Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 was shot down over Ukraine gathered on Wednesday to mark the 10th anniversary of the tragedy that claimed 298 lives, over half of whom were Dutch. Families of the victims blamed Russian-backed rebels for the missile that took down the plane, but Moscow has repeatedly denied responsibility. In 2022, a Dutch court convicted in absentia two Russians and a Ukrainian separatist for their role in the jet's downing. Find more online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.